Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna take someone else's dream
or try to hinder them from their progress and making what they need to come true on their own terms. But at the same time, when I hear someone have told a producer of mine that I recorded with lies about me in order to prevent me from recording, when I have these individuals follow me and say and try to undermine my potential by trying to hinder me from recording music, and it is going on right now, they're targeting me because they think they're jealous. They already violated my civil rights inside of my home. But that's more probable. But I will say a possibility. I mean, the gossip about them looking inside my home, and I ain't gonna get into that. That's more a criminal matter. I leave it to that to investigate, as well as. But those are as well. I will say allegations. But it is true about the dream killing, and I did nothing to deserve that. I'm not afraid to talk about anything that's blatantly honest or blunt, as long as it's the truth. I wasn't born on this planet to be hindered in my potential or to be violated in my own home, where I deserve to have the right to privacy as well as the right to express thyself, or to be harassed on the street by individuals who want to undermine my potential. I was born to be a successful person. And I had other dreams too. You know, besides music, you know, education. Someone have said today that they wanted to undermine my potential to make it in law school, which was so evil and sick that it was a reminiscence of the struggles that I went through and obstacles where I had near-death experiences and homelessness, and they want me to be a tragic victim and let my Hollywood dreams and other dreams be taken away through their selfish, evil motives. That's not what I came on this planet to do. I came on this planet to make dreams come true and be positive to myself and to others, and to have the respect that I deserve at the same time respecting others. That's not what I was born to do. Born to have gifts and of creation, and to use and try to use my mind to utilize the values that I learned that's within myself, in order to enhance my surroundings at my own pace, and for a group of people to undermine that through their selfish or let's just say misinformed motives. That's not fair to me, and it would be wrong if I tried to do that to them. I wasn't born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner. So they want to take away my dreams because, again, as I repeat, I didn't, you know, I took someone else's dreams away. That was not true. Well, how can I take someone else's dreams away? As I talk about this all the time about dreams, and I know that probably if someone who's listening to these broadcasts probably said, why do Dove talk about dreams all the time or dream killing? Because it happens to me every freaking day where I have to deal with some dangerous human being or some human being who have not done the right thing into respecting my values and my goals and my dreams. And I had to talk about it because it's not fair for them to try to destroy me for their selfish or their misinformed motives. I was not born to be to suffer or to lose my life while they step on me. Like this one guy who come across was angry that I own the copyrights to my songs, want to take that away, want to use my songs and song licensing to make a lot of money, lie to people in the music industry so I won't get into a record deal. That's not fair. In fact, that is evil. That's a psychopath. He can write his own freaking music. I would never take someone dreams away, or to step on somebody to get to the top. So he hear my dance song and gonna try to use it for their own interest, and they haven't wrote a goddamn thing. That's not fair. Just like it's not fair for them to try to target me for their criminal matter, or to violate my civil rights, or to do things behind my back and then try to destroy the situation of that of positivity and the law that we all should abide by and dealing with people, which is called boundaries. I'm going to continue to go for my dreams, and I hope you go for your dreams too. I can't let someone take them away because they think that I'm somebody that they can underestimate, or they can violate, or do things that have nothing to do with nothing but selfish and sociopath motives. Try to take away an innocent person like me, who's just only expressing thyself. That's not fair. My home, my life, my dream is not to be taken away. And I'm going to continue to go for them for the rest of my life. And I'm going to continue to fight for my rights to express and to deal with things, but it has to be honest and direct. Can't be behind my back or to make assumptions without knowing all the facts. If they're are trying to make assumptions about me, and they trying to do it in a good intention mode, then they should do it directly when I know about it and not behind my back. I had to deal with being a crime victim. I had to deal with almost being a murder victim. But I ain't going to let that stop me. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me, because I'm fine. I wasn't born to be a trauma, a victim, an outcast, as I've written about all the devastating experiences I experienced as a child, as an adult, being made fun of and being targeted, and also almost being killed. I was born to succeed and to be happy, and to at the same time express thyself and not let someone get in my freaking way who want to underestimate my potential and destroy me for their selfish motives, to steal my freaking music, or to violate the law of the state of California or wherever they come from, and they don't even know me very well, or don't talk to me or deal with me directly. I can't deal with a coward. I deal with someone who's brave enough to tell it like it is. Cowards are dangerous. So the dream killers come all the time. I've went through too much, and I've gotten too far to let these evil human beings stop me. And I can't let someone else stop me. I have to continue and believe. Of course, I'm aware of reality, and I'm aware of where I need to go and where I need to be. I've written songs about trauma. I've written songs about struggling. And when someone doesn't want me to succeed because they were angry because I didn't want to be be in a situation that they prefer, like or be a part of a center or something that I do not want to be a part of, that's selfish. That's not fair to me. It's important that I express myself, because I would never, ever try to do or get in someone else's way, but I don't want somebody else to get in my way. It's important that I express the topics related to dreams, because dreams are beautiful. They are positive, and mine are positive, and I deserve to have them come true. I paid my dues too long to let them be taken away. I spent 30 years, over 30 years doing it. anybody else say or do or what everybody's opinion is. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what anybody has to say. I'm a great person. I deserve the best. I have the talents. And yes, I'm going to continue to go for my dreams, continue to dream, no matter what age, no matter what I look like, no matter what my size, because I'd be talked about, oh, I'm too fat or too old or too ugly. I go by the inside to just say, I will continue as an artist. I can't let the dream killers take essence away. And don't you let them take it away either. Because the truth of the matter is, I was born to be who I need to be. I wasn't born to be violated or someone violate the insides or look in. And I say that with precaution in terms of investigating because of the complaints I had. But it all had to do with jealousy. It all had to do with violation. And it all had to do with people not being honest and confront and doing things behind my back. It's important that we be honest, and it's important for me to express thyself, because I don't care what the world think of me. I just care about being positive to myself. I do believe in a God, and that's all that matters, God and me. And at the same time, the truth of the matter is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be in a situation where we are able to see things in a good perspective and to know that we are lovable and we deserve the best. God bless you all. Thank you from Dove Night.